Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Desire, the Longings Inside Us and the New Science of How We Love, Heal and Grow is a psychology and self-help book by therapist, researcher, and author Jay Stringer. The book examines desire not as a distracting impulse to suppress, but as a meaningful signal that can reveal unmet needs, hidden wounds, relational patterns, and possibilities for growth. Drawing on clinical experience with individuals and couples, as well as a reported study of 4 Zirian people, Stringer connects desire to issues such as intimacy, shame, sexual difficulty, professional exhaustion, codependency, and self-doubt. Its purpose is practical and interpretive to help readers ask better questions about what they want and why those wants matter. Rather than offering a simple program of discipline or avoidance, the book presents desire as a doorway into self-understanding, healing, and more integrated relationships with others, the body, work, pleasure, meaning, and personal identity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, desire is treated as diagnostic information rather than moral failure. A central contribution of the book is its reframing of desire as information. Many religious, therapeutic, and self-improvement traditions have treated unwanted desire as something to control, confess, optimize, or eliminate. Stringer challenges that reflex by asking readers to examine what desire is communicating before judging it. This does not mean every desire should be acted on. Rather, desire becomes a clue about attachment, pain, deprivation, fear, and hope. The practical importance of this distinction is significant. If a person only suppresses an unwanted pattern, the underlying longing may remain unexamined and return in another form. By contrast, curiosity can uncover whether the desire is linked to loneliness, unmet intimacy, the need for rest, a hunger for significance, or a protest against a constricted life. This approach makes the book different from advice that relies mainly on willpower. It asks readers to move from symptom management toward interpretation, which is especially relevant for patterns involving sexual behavior, compulsive achievement, relational dependency, and chronic dissatisfaction. Secondly, the 5 core longings organize desire into a practical framework. The book identifies 5 core longings: wholeness, growth, intimacy, pleasure, and meaning. This structure gives readers a vocabulary for desires that often feel scattered or contradictory. Wholeness points to the wish to live without fragmentation, secrecy, or self-contempt. Growth concerns development, agency, and the movement beyond stuck patterns. Intimacy names the longing to be known, connected, and received rather than merely useful or impressive. Pleasure addresses the body and the human capacity for delight, rest, and enjoyment. Meaning connects desire to vocation, service, purpose, and participation in something larger than private satisfaction. The usefulness of this framework lies in its ability to differentiate surface wants from deeper longings. For example, a pursuit of success may conceal a hunger for meaning, while sexual frustration may involve intimacy, shame, pleasure, or embodied disconnection. The categories are broad, but they help prevent reductionism. Desire is not treated as only erotic, only psychological, or only spiritual. It is mapped across several dimensions of human life. Thirdly, personal history shapes what people want and what they avoid wanting. Stringer places strong emphasis on the formation of desire. The book suggests that longings do not emerge in isolation. They are shaped by family history, early attachment, shame, cultural scripts, religious formation, trauma, and repeated relational experiences. This matters because people often misread desire as a purely present tense problem. They ask why they want something now without considering who taught them to want, fear, pursue, or avoid it. The book applies this lens to areas such as childhood wounds, purity culture, relational self-protection, sexual difficulty, and the exhaustion produced by overfunctioning. Its reasoning is that patterns become more intelligible when placed in story form. A desire that appears irrational may have once served a protective function. A lack of desire may reflect disappointment, fear, or disconnection rather than simple indifference. This historical approach helps readers replace vague self-blame with more precise inquiry. It also makes change more realistic, because transformation requires understanding how old strategies became attached to present desires. Fourthly, healing requires curiosity, compassion, and better questions. The method emphasized in the book is not quick behavioral correction, but a disciplined practice of inquiry. Stringer encourages readers to ask deeper questions about desire, what it promises, what pain it tries to answer, what story it belongs to, and what good longing may be hidden beneath a distorted expression. This questioning stance is important because shame tends to narrow attention. When people feel ashamed of desire, they often become defensive, secretive, or resigned. Curiosity widens the field and makes self-understanding possible. Compassion is not presented as permissiveness. It is a condition for honest examination. A person who assumes every troubling desire proves personal failure is less likely to investigate the desire accurately. The book, therefore, links emotional safety with moral and relational clarity. This approach is particularly useful for readers dealing with repeated cycles, such as unwanted sexual behavior, codependent attachment, burnout, or low desire. The goal is not to excuse harm, but to uncover the longing beneath the pattern so change can address roots rather than only visible behaviors. Lastly, the book integrates clinical practice, research language, and relational application. Desire is positioned between therapy, relationship writing, and spiritual or meaning-centered self-examination. Stringer draws from clinical encounters and a large reported study, but the book is not written as an academic monograph. Its research language supports a broader interpretive and practical argument: desire shapes choices, relationships, identity, work, sexuality, and the capacity for connection. This integration is one reason the book has appeal beyond a narrow therapeutic audience. Counselors and therapists may find it useful as a framework for discussing shame and longing, while general readers may use it to understand patterns in marriage, dating, work, as faith and self-perception. The book also stands out by connecting desire to both suffering and possibility. It does not romanticize desire as automatically wise, but it also refuses to reduce it to temptation or appetite. That middle position allows the reader to examine desire as morally serious, psychologically meaningful, and relationally consequential. The result is a text that functions as both a diagnostic lens and a guide for reflective change. In conclusion, desire is most relevant for readers who want a psychologically informed way to understand conflicted longings, recurring relational patterns, sexual shame, emotional numbness, burnout, or the uneasy gap between what they pursue and what actually satisfies them. It may also be useful for therapists, counselors, clergy, coaches, and group leaders who need a non-reductive language for discussing desire without defaulting to either indulgence or suppression. The practical benefit is a more precise method of self-inquiry. Readers learn to examine desire as a signal that may reveal unmet needs, old wounds, or neglected capacities for intimacy, pleasure, growth, wholeness, and meaning. The intellectual benefit is its refusal to keep desire in a single category. It treats desire as psychological, embodied, relational, moral, and purposeful at once. Compared with many self-help books, it stands out because it is less focused on productivity, habit formation, or simple emotional regulation. Compared with books that treat desire mainly as sexual temptation or romantic longing, it offers a broader framework for understanding human motivation. Its distinctive value is the combination of clinical sensitivity, research-informed framing, and a compassionate but serious account of how desire can expose both harm and hope. Both, if you would like to support J. Stringer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.